Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He deserves the glory and the praise today. He deserves the honor and the worship. He alone does. What a mighty God we serve. Ooh. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Angels bow before him. Nations adore him. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Woo! Covenant keeping God. Covenant keeping God. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The psalmist was so overwhelmed in one place. He said, lift up your heads, O ye gates. And be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory. He was so overwhelmed, he didn't know how to express it. And the King of glory will come in. And then he said, and who is this King of glory? Oh my, 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 my. The devil is in trouble. Hallelujah. 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 Heavens are open. The devil is in trouble. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! We walk in authority. We walk in majesty. We walk in glory. We walk in favor. We walk in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We are blessed. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Mm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you for joining us today. Those of you that are here in person, we're so excited to have you. And for those that are joining us online, thank you for being online with us today. We're truly excited to have you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This confession always does something to me. I don't know. We might read it, you know, till the end of the year. I don't know. You know, sometimes we read it, we stop in June, we stop in September. Sometimes at this one, we may read this till December 31st. Yes. Oh, something is going on. Something is happening. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Woo! My God. My God, my God. My God, my God, my God. Something is happening. Something is happening. And it is something good. It is something really good. Woo! Hey, 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 hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hi, yeah, yeah, yeah. Who's excited in this house today? Yeah. Woo-hoo! Yeah. Woo-hoo! Yeah. Let's take our 2024 confession together. I won't be speaking long because I want to just go around the covenant table. I have some things I'll share, but I won't talk long at all. Somebody say amen. Amen. Let's go. 2, 3, go. 2024 is my year of God-class exploit and the year of the fourth man. I am God's offspring, and in him I live and move and have my being. I am no ordinary or natural person. I am a supernatural, extraordinary being born of the seed of God himself. I have the seed of God in me. I produce after God's kind and I overcome the world. I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a peculiar people. I am the salt, the light of the world and the salt of the earth. I represent Jesus. I speak for Jesus. I stand for Jesus. I reign with Jesus. The fourth man will be with me in the fire. What happens to ordinary people may happen to me, but I will have supernatural outcomes. The fourth man has made me a god to the natural elements of this world. Situations ordinary people cannot survive will become my stepping stones to glory testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. The king's shout is within me, and the lion's roar is rolling out of me. I raise the roof with my praise. I cry out and shout for joy. The greatest one lives here. I am feeding and reigning at a higher level. I have spiritual jurisdiction here. I take authority over this. Peace be still in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. This is my year of covenant release. I am under cover. No satanic plan against me, no divination against my household will ever prevail. In due season, and even now, the world will proclaim what wonders God has done for them. I am shielded and protected from every misfortune. I am undercover. The evil viper released into the world in these last days will not touch me. I am undercover. I am inoculated and vaccinated with a booster shot of the covenant. I am undercover. I am prospered, protected, and preserved in the ark. I am undercover. I shake the viper into the fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah! Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. I am undercover in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 2024 is my year of uncommon provision. I am blessed in all things. Jehovah Jireh will see to it. I am finding favor in unexpected places, and I see the ram caught in a thicket. The barrel of meal shall not waste, and the cruse of oil shall not fail until the Lord sends rain upon the earth. God is sending rain on my field, and there shall be showers of blessings. I am one with God, and I possess what God possesses. I have the spirit of adoption. He is my father, and I am a joint heir with Christ. I have real estate in heaven, and I have real estate on the earth. I lift my hand up to El Elyon, the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. My God has made me rich. This will be a year of broken boundaries and unlimited reach. The boundaries are broken and the limits are off. See, God has given the cities to me, and the walls of Jericho are falling. Hallelujah. Humanly speaking, it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things, everything is possible. Kayo de Tadeshe, I prophesy over you today. Your dwellings are lovely and your homes are beautiful. You will spread out like rivers, like gardens by a river, like sweet smelling aloes that the Lord himself planted, and like strong cedar trees by the waters. You will pour water out of your own buckets and have your own channels of rich blessing and plenty. Your offspring will dwell by many waters, and your life and legacy will be exalted and established. The God who brought you out of captivity has the strength of a wild bull, and he will destroy your adversaries and crush their bones. You are like a lion who couches in rest after winning the victory, and who dares disturb you. Blessed of the Lord is anyone who blesses you, and you have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 2024 is my year of God-class exploits, and this is the year of the fourth man. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. Somebody shout about it if you believe it.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Please be seated in the Lord's presence. Amen. Amen. I just want to thank God for the youth event that we had here yesterday. I understand it was excellent. It was good. Glory to God. I thank our coordinators, Deaconess Zini and Deaconess Ngozi. God bless you both. I know that they're staring the new beginnings for our young people who have kind of transitioned into that age group, that part of life's experience. And we trust God for his wisdom as we put a good package of a good program together for them, that the Lord will help us and the Lord will help them, and that our youth will be blessed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I understand Pastor Emmanuel ministered to them yesterday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Who were the youth? I hear there were some youth that were there. Who was there yesterday? Was it a good message? Was it a good message? Yeah? You learned a little bit about who Jesus is? Yeah? A little bit more? Glory to God. That's awesome. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. So thank you, deaconesses. And I just want to implore parents, those that are present, those that are absent today, you know, this is something we expect to reproduce going forward. And the Lord is granting us the grace that we need, and he will help us. We really desire that our young people do well. It is always a collaboration between the church and the home. It's never the responsibility of the church alone. It's when you've pastored for more than 20 years, and then you've also, you know, been around, you know, not just in your ministry, in other ministries, and I mean, you have the advantage of, you just see so many things. You just, it's a privilege. There's so many things that you've seen over the years. And I can tell you, the kids who really do very well over time, the kids who turn out really well, are those whose parents, when they have the opportunity, sometimes parents don't have the opportunity, right? They don't, you know, like sometimes parents are not even saved. They themselves don't even know they are left from their right spiritually. But when they do, and then they become examples to their children when they are growing up, and then they nudge them and order them and direct them in the way of the Lord. And then within the community of believers, within the church, when the church also then invests in ministering to those young people as authentically as they can, that collaboration, that combination is unbeatable in the future of those young people. I know it. I've seen it. Amen. I know it. I've seen it. So everything is important. So as we press forward, parents, you know, we're going to be calling on you. Please don't be missing in action. Amen. There's a lot that's riding on this, right? So we trust God, and the Lord will help us. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say, I'm born of God.
I am born of God.
I know who I am. Say it again. I'm born of God. I know who I am. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. I don't know who taught David all those things he knew. I don't know. David was just, it was just one of a kind. It was really one of a kind of a man. Because honestly, I don't think he got the best example from home. I mean, can you believe it? The day the prophet came to anoint the next king of the nation, his own father did not even remember. His own father did not even, well, I mean, I don't think he forgot his son. He just didn't remember that his son could also be one of the people that God had in mind. You know, he thought Eliab, yeah, maybe Eliab. He thought, you know, I mean, but God said no. Every time Samuel got up to anoint one, you know, God would say, that's not him. That's not him. And when you go down the list like that, you know, as a man, even though you're a prophet, as a man, your knowledge is still quite limited, right? So when you go, you want to anoint, and then God says, not him, not him. And then you go down the line, and then everyone that is there, everyone, not him, not him. Then you have to ask the question, is there somebody else? Because all these people, God said, not him. And the man, the father, Jesus said, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hmm. I have one more. You know, he's in the wilderness. But I don't think that's the one you're looking for. I don't think he's the one. This one is just something else. Something else. Prophet said, go and bring him. We will not sit. We will not sit until he comes here. The king, the royalty was conferred on David that day. They did not sit until the 17-year-old boy showed up. Everybody stood in attention. And that boy had been in the wilderness learning, growing with God. God was his teacher. God was his teacher. Experience after experience after experience. What no human could teach him. Experience after experience after experience. You know, sometimes when bad things happen, or when it looks like some bad things are going to happen, most human beings generally feel like maybe God abandoned them, or maybe God's trying to try them, or God is not going to, you know, fulfill his word. But David had a sense. I don't know how he learned all these things. Somehow David knew that even the attacks from the outside, they come to help him confirm what he has inside him. When the lion and the bear came, you know, that boy could have taken off. Like the average person would. He could have taken off. Right? He didn't. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, God looked at that boy's heart. That boy was so passionate about the sheep. It was just sheep. It wasn't even human beings. But he was so passionate. God saw his heart. God said, this is the kind of person I want. This, he would not leave the sheep to be devoured by the lion and the bear. He could have saved his own life and run away. No, he said, no. I'm going to stay. And how did he protect? He fought the lion and the bear with his bare hands. Somebody say, well, where did he learn? I wonder where maybe God showed him a vision how to kill Goliath. He showed him a vision in the night. It was not a vision in the night. It was experience. That's all it was. Because once you kill the lion and the bear with your bare hands and you get training in that slingshot, it's experience. When somebody tells you it doesn't work, you say you don't know what you are talking. You have no idea. It's like somebody tells you today, it doesn't work. There's no power in God. He does all these things. You know, they're just talking. You say you don't know what you are. That's because we are like John said, we have tasted it. We have handled it. This is not theory. What our eyes have seen, what our hands have handled, what our mouths have tasted of the word of life, it is not theory. You cannot convince me. This is not theory. I have experienced it. I didn't read it in a book. If it doesn't work, then you can return the book and let the author pay you back, whatever you... This one is not from a book. It's life experience. Life experience. And part of our resume is that there are lions and there are bears that we have buried with our bare hands. I'm just telling you now. That's part of our resume. And I can take you to where we buried them. Because we buried them with our bare hands. It wasn't theory. So when a stupid Goliath shows up, or some silly opposition, or some weird craziness, you know, I mean, where are you running to? It's like, all right, fourth man, here you go. Hallelujah. There's an assignment for the fourth man. You get a report from the hospital about something, your symptom or something or some or whatever. A report from the bank, or you got a report from your employer or something, whatever. Say, fourth man. Fourth man. My God will deliver me. Why do you think those boys could say that so confidently? Experience. They were taken from youth. Youth. They were youth when they were taken from their land. They were youth. He said, you know, they threatened them with the fire. They said, King, oh King, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to cook those children. Cook those youth. Feed them with the word. Feed them. Yes, yes. Masticate it. Yes, make it fun. Yes, you know, throw a lot of nice candies in there, whatever. You know, make it nice. But feed them the word. Feed them. Stuff them with the word. Stuff them with the word. Because when they stand in the midst of all this confusion going on in the world, and that confusion is going to get worse in their generation, God is going to need some people. Like David, like the three Hebrew boys who have been cooked, who will stand their ground and say, King, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. Our God whom we serve is able to deliver us. Hallelujah. And he will deliver us. Glory to God. He will deliver us. Woo. This is a good life. Oh, this is a good life. Hey, it's a good life. My friends, it's a good life. Okay, just a couple of verses I want to read here, scriptures. Let's go back to where Pastor Tino was, Ephesians 1:3. And I hope you are joining us on this Wednesday's teachings. Oh my goodness, I've got to tell you something. I have studied, learned, practiced. I don't know, when it comes to ministering deliverance, I've seen some of the weirdest things. Yeah. Some of the weirdest things. You know, when it comes to ministering deliverance to people, like some of the weirdest manifestations over the years. Whether it's throwing up or whatever it is, or people, you know, a snake coming out of... I mean, it's weird. It's really weird. These things are true, though. Yeah. Several years ago, we were ministering deliverance to somebody. A snake! I'm serious. I'm not lying. God, it's my witness. A snake came out of a human. People who don't know about, who don't understand spiritual things. These things are not play. The devil is real. It's not a joke. Satan has strategies and plans against your future. He has things planned. The only way you and I, you see, I can tell, like the last several months, I've just seen this. He's so agitated. Satan is really agitated. And I know when the devil gets this kind of agitation, I know what's going on. Some great things are happening in the spirit. I know it. I see the evidence everywhere. I know it. So when I see him getting very agitated, I then just apply more pressure. Satan has strategies. He has devices. You have to be smart in the spirit. As a lot of what we're ministering. Now, I've taught many of these things for years, studied them myself for years, practiced them myself. But there's just a realm of it right now that, in fact, personally, a lot of it is very new to me personally. There are strategies. There are things Satan has planned for you. The next, and I know there are places where people get spooky. Everything is spooky. You know, everything is weird. That's not what this is. As you know, if you've been around us, I don't talk about demons all the time. I don't say there's a devil in the doorknob. There's a devil in the ceiling. There's a devil in the fan. In the food you are eating, there's a devil. We're not weird like that. Glory to God. So that's full disclosure. However, I also want you to be very aware. Spiritual things are very real. The Bible says we should not be ignorant of the devices of the enemy. There are things already planned for 4 weeks from today. There are certain things already laid on your path that you are not aware of. Satan is working 24/7 to trap you. And his ultimate goal is to ruin your life. First of all, he would like to kill you quick, send you out of this earth quickly. If you walk in the wisdom of God and you are led by the Holy Spirit, you will not die before your time. If you walk in the wisdom of God and you are led by the Holy Spirit, you will not die premature. Because the Holy Spirit will steer you. The Holy Spirit will guide you. There are things you want to do. The Holy Spirit, just leave that alone. Leave that alone. There are places you want to go. The Holy Spirit, not there. There, here. He will guide you and keep you from falling. He will preserve you. And then the angels that have been sent to protect you will do their job as you obey God, as you walk in obedience. But wisdom is the all-encompassing direction that God has for every area of your life. There's wisdom that affects your health. There's wisdom that affects your diet. There's wisdom that affects exercise. There is wisdom that affects your career. There's wisdom that affects your family life. There's wisdom. So if you walk guided by the Holy Spirit and you walk in the wisdom of God, you will live long. You will fulfill your days. So if Satan had his way, he would take you out quickly. He will take you out very quick. But many times he finds out he can't take you out. So then what does he do? He lays a lot of traps across your path as you walk. He lays a lot of. So then, this calls for a high level of sensitivity. A high level of awareness. In your spirit, you have to be alive. You have to be alive. You have to be conscious to God. You have to be sensitive to spiritual things. You can't be blind in the spirit. I think I was preaching during the Resurrection Sunday service. I'm not sure if it was that or the Sunday before. I think it was Palm Sunday. And we were talking about blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus could not see physically, but he could see spiritually. There's something about being able to see spiritually, to be sensitive. Some people are like Prophet Balaam. There's destruction right here. Everything around their lives is pointing to them and telling them there's trouble there. There's trouble there. There's trouble there. But you know what? They are going to keep going there. Because they have already decided that's where I'm going. Nothing you say will stop it. Nothing you say will change it. They are going to go there. And then you know what happens? They are going to meet that destruction. Because there is no protection outside of the direction of the Holy Spirit for a believer. Read Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And then what is the very next thing? He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. What is the next thing? He leads me beside the still. He leads me. He makes me sit, lie down in green pastures. Then he leads me. He doesn't lead me to trouble. He leads me beside the still waters. How about if he's leading you beside the still waters, but you say you want to go to the valley? Is there protection for you in the valley? No, there is none. So, if he can't kill you, the next thing he wants to do is he wants to mess you up. Mess up your faith, mess up your future, mess up your life. And my friends, Satan has strategies. Where the day you understand this, it will change your life completely. Satan understands you better than you understand yourself. That is a word from heaven, it's a revelation. Satan understands you better than you understand yourself. He knows your proclivities. He knows your inclinations. He knows things about you. You have no idea. He has been watching you. He has been watching you long before you knew anything about yourself. There's one scripture where, I think it's the psalmist, say, teach me to put a bridle over my mouth. So I don't say the wrong thing. Sometimes Satan goads us. The word is goad. It means to drag you and tempt you and lead you and influence you and pressurize you to say things out of your mouth. And then the Bible says you are snared now by the words of your mouth. Because when you say over yourself, I don't know that I will live long. When you say over yourself, I don't know that I won't die early. I don't know if this sickness won't take me out. I don't know if I will ever survive this. This is what happened to my grandfather, and that's what happened to my grandmother, and this is what happened to my uncle. I'm beginning to see signs. It looks like this may happen to me. I may die. Truly, you may die quick. The devil goads you. He puts the light on things and makes you see things that you really shouldn't be seeing and paying attention to, and then makes you say things out of your mouth that then ensnares you. Satan is very strategic, my friends. That's all I'm trying to say to you. He understands so much. He knows so much. And part of what the Lord is helping us see There is a way to beat him. There is a way to beat him. We can overcome the enemy of our souls. God will keep us, but with the wisdom of God, we can overcome the enemy of our souls. We can walk in authority. We can walk in authority. There's dominion available to us. There's authority available to us. And when we learn to stand in our place, and we learn to stand in our position, we can confound the enemies and the wicked agents of hell. You can shut the enemy down before he shuts you down. Let's take a couple of scriptures here before we do communion. It's 12:48, and I want to close by one. So that means 10 minutes, 5, 7 minutes for communion. So let's look at a couple of scriptures for 7 minutes, right? Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. Let's look at that one. Chapter 1 verse 3. Let's read the first in the King James. Glory to God. Someone say, I'm one with Christ. There's a glorious mystery of the ages that the Bible talks about a lot in the epistles. It's the glorious mystery of the ages. It's God's eternal plan to raise up humans, ordinary humans, and make them like Jesus. God wants his family. God wants a family of believers. Let's start. 1:3 in the King James. Look at it on the screen. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has, somebody say he has. Somebody say he already has. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Let's list some of them. When we're reading in Psalm 1, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. Yes. I shall not. Yes. So you are already blessed. Yes. You are blessed with provision. Yes. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not. You are already blessed with supplies, supernatural supplies. Yeah. Yes. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. You are already blessed with divine direction, divine provision. Amen. Amen. He restoreth my soul, because there's an element of humanity still in you. No matter how saved you are, no matter how long you have been saved, there's still an element of humanity in you. And sometimes you may trip, and sometimes you may make a mistake, and these are some of the things the enemy will say, look at that. Oh, God will never answer your prayers. Look at that. But what did the Bible say? He restoreth. Restoration is available to every believer. It is one of the spiritual blessings in heavenly places. You suddenly find yourself in anger. Somebody said something wrong to you. You said that thing wrong, and then you double it. So for effect, you know, for full effect. Because if you say it to them exactly the way they said it to you, there's no effect in that. But you double it. Like they only raise one finger at you, but you throw them five. You do one car. That's like your mother. That's your mother. So for effect, you know, some they say you then you have to do more than that, right? So then, you know, then you're going on your way, and then you know you sit here, and then you're quiet for a minute, and you start hearing the Holy Spirit. What was that? What was that about? First of all, you try to shut it down. You know. Am I reading your mail? I mean, all of us have the same kind of emails, don't we? That's right. So I was like, what was all that about? What was that? Right? And it comes slowly, because you know he's a still small voice. He comes very gentle, and what was that about? And you try to suppress it. You try to make yourself feel good. Like, yeah, I gave it to him. I feel good. And then the voice comes back again. Was that really for the glory of God, what you said there, what you did there. He said, this is not time for glory of God. And you know, when I'm not a spirit, there are times for spirit and there are times for flesh. The right now is flesh. And then you go for a minute, the voice is quiet, it comes back. Do you really want to reap a harvest for that seed you just sown? Ah. Okay, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Like, I repent, I'm sorry. But, you know, you just said that I'm sorry just so you can get him off. The sorry is not really from your heart. Because if that thing happens again tomorrow, you would repeat exactly the same thing. So he keeps quiet for a minute, and he comes back one more time. So, you are sorry. What are you going to do about it? Okay. Now, notice, it's a process. He restored. But there's restoration. Yes. There's restoration. And then from restoration, he leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his own namesake. So when you come out of that trip up, then he takes you where you don't have to have that trip up next time. Amen. You don't have to have it. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly. We are already blessed. I want you to know, this is not something God is thinking about. It is a provision, is a preparation he has already made. You are already blessed. Everything in this book is telling you what God already thought about. Let's close out here. Let's switch. Don't worry about it. You can read Psalm 23, the rest of it. I don't have time since we have to do communion. Let's go back to Ephesians 1. Let's switch to the New Living Translation. And let's read from verse 5. I want to read from verse 5 real quickly. Just read to the 11th or 12th verse there, and then we'll go into communion this morning or this afternoon. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody says, I'm born of God. I know who I am. Say it again. I'm born of God. I know who I am. Oh, hallelujah. Close your eyes. Somebody needs that grace of restoration. Somebody listening to me somewhere today needs that grace of restoration right now. In the name of Jesus, wherever you are, wherever you are, I release you from the trap of condemnation. I release you from that burden and from that yoke. Amen. Receive the grace of restoration now. Amen. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. You are like Christ. You are a joint heir with him. You are not sanctified by your own blood or your own habits or your own lifestyle. You are sanctified by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Precious blood that has been shed for you. So you receive. You receive that grace of restoration right now. And take it to yourself wherever you are. Say, I take it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's go to the New Living Translation and let's go from verse 5 right here. Glory to God. Look at it. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family. Somebody help me here. God decided this in advance. To adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do. And it gave him great pleasure. This is what he wanted to do, my friends. This is why when Jesus hung on the cross and he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? I know the answer to that question. This is what he always wanted. In order to get this, he had to pay a price. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For a moment, he had to step out of being his father so that he could become my father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you remember when he rose from the grave, when he rose from the dead? Do you remember what happened? When was it Mary Magdalene or who those two men? Amen. It was Mary Magdalene. And when she realized it was Jesus, she was so excited. She ran to him. She wanted to hug him. Said, no. She said, no. Not yet. And then what did he say? Something about when I go up to my God and to my Father and to your Father. And to your Father. By the sacrifice of Jesus. For a moment, the Lord stepped away from being Father to him so that he could be eternally Father to me and to you. Hallelujah. We suddenly qualified for adoption. Shatakabaratiste. Me credista. Lantopredia. We suddenly qualified for adoption because of the price that Jesus paid. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. So we praise God for the glorious grace, verse 6, that he has poured out on us who belong to his dear son. Hey, he's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. One of the greatest blessings of heaven to every believer, man and woman, boy and girl, is called grace. Amen. Grace. Amen. Grace. Amen. Grace. Grace is the empowerment of God that enables an ordinary man, an ordinary woman, to be like God. Grace, the ease of life, the ease of godliness, grace. Hallelujah. So we praise God for the glorious grace he has poured out on us who belong to his dear son. Verse 7, he is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his son, and he forgave our sins. It was Jesus' blood flowing from Calvary's tree that suddenly wiped my slate clean. Hallelujah. From that moment, Jesus looked at me. The Father looked at me and said, he's righteous. She's righteous. It was because of the blood of Jesus. It was because of the blood of Jesus. And then, verse 8, he has showered his kindness on us, along with all wisdom and understanding. I really like this one in the other Psalms. Some scriptures you just really like in the King James, right? They are very nice in all these other new translations. Great, you understand it. But when you read it in the King James, it has this humph about it. It's like, you know, it's like this. Wherein, I think that's what that scripture is in the King James. Wherein he has abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence. Wisdom to help you fulfill the will of God for your life and escape every trap that the enemy sets for you. He has showered his kindness on us, along with all wisdom and understanding. God, verse 9, has now revealed to us his mysterious will regarding Christ, which is to fulfill his own good plan. Verse 10, and this is the plan. At the right time, he will bring everything together under the authority of Jesus. Everything in heaven and everything on the earth. Verse 11, furthermore, because we are now united with Christ, we have received an inheritance from God. For he chose us in advance, and he makes everything work out according to his plan. Would you stand to your feet today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Born of God, I know who I am. 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 Have an inheritance in Christ. I'm united with Christ. I'm one with God. I'm adopted into the family. Hallelujah. I have an inheritance. My brothers and sisters, you have an inheritance. You have an inheritance. I want you to know, you are no disadvantaged human. You are no disadvantaged human. You are never a victim. You are never a victim. You only become a victim when you become ignorant. You are never a victim. Ever. You are never a victim. You are not a victim to life. You are not a victim to people. You are not a victim to your past. You are not a victim to your ancestral lineage, your family, your generations. You are never a victim. The price has been forever paid. The price has been forever paid. You are one with God. You are united with Christ. You've been purged by the blood of Jesus. Purchased by the precious blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are a son and a daughter of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. You are full of life. You are full of the Holy Spirit. The river of God flows out of you. Hallelujah. You are blessed. You are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And if you are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, then you are blessed, period.
Amen.
You are blessed. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm blessed. Somebody say, I'm blessed. We have a covenant of the blessing. We have a covenant of the blessing with God. That's why we're taking communion today. It's the covenant of the blessing. It's the covenant of the blessing. It's the same covenant he made with Abraham. It's the same covenant he made through Jesus, but it is at a higher level through Jesus. Jesus was the sacrificial lamb who shed his own blood. It is at a higher level. It is at a higher level. This covenant speaks good over you. It is not like the blood of Abel that is speaking vengeance, that is speaking attack, that is no. It is the blood that speaks forgiveness. It speaks restoration. It speaks grace. It speaks favor. It speaks life. It speaks deliverance. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, our God. We give you the glory and we give you the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.